This is the Ryder and Lisa podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
We like to start the work week with important lessons that we learned from over the weekend.
So I learned over the weekend that I think I need a Costco card.
Mm.
Your mom was in town and...
She got one.
She has one.
Of course.
And the amount of things that she purchased that I was like, I don't know what this is. I've never experienced this. I've never seen the size of this type of product before. And I think I need that in my life.
The pineapple habanero dip.
Yes.
That everybody's talking about. We got into that.
Got into that deep. And those thin pretzel crackers, like I usually just buy the average size and they're usually pretty expensive, but she got like a bulk size.
Yeah, the bag of them.
And I was pumped.
It actually does make sense. The thing is, it doesn't make sense if you're shopping for like one or two people, I don't think.
Right. Like the reason she went is because she was using your house to host her brother's birthday party. Mm-hmm. So she was like, I'm going to get everything, but can you supply the space?
I was throwing stuff in the cart too. It was awesome. Because I knew she was picking up the tab. Yeah. I got myself a new electric toothbrush. No mom's going to say no to that.
True. Yeah. Dental hygiene. She loves it. But no, I think I need a Costco card. We're talking about things you learned this weekend. Ryder, yours came from your uncle's birthday that your mom hosted at your house. What do you got?
I learned that older people love playing the game of let's try to name people that we remember. And it's a boring game to listen to. And I ended up calling them out.
But can you act it out for us?
Okay. Do you remember the gentleman that had the mustache that lived just north of the Johnsons? Yeah, he drove a blue truck. Do you remember him?
He had glasses. He was tall.
Well, I think it was his cousin was the one that picked up the mail by accident the one time and got our mail. Do you remember where he lived?
So you're listening to this conversation?
Oh, my God. Yes, I was sitting in the room, and after about 10 minutes, I was like, this is the most boring thing I've ever been a part of. Yeah. Can you guys switch it up?
Like, can you talk about something that I can get in on?
They were pretty self-conscious after I called them out, and then I felt bad. I probably shouldn't have.
Just leave the room.
Yeah, next time I will. Yeah. Next time I'm not even going to say no when she has to host a party at my place.
Here's another list of seven somethings. It's Ryder and Lisa's Top 7 at 7.
Sure as heck is the Top 7 world records that you may have not even known existed. So we're counting down today. Some of them are pretty wild. Like number 7, most snails on someone's face.
Ew, how many is the world record?
43. That's the most snails that somebody fit on their face at the same time.
That's disgusting.
Coming in at number 6, this is the one you asked for. The longest fingernails on a single hand ever. The record is by a guy named Lee Redmond, combined length of over 28 feet.
How did he wipe?
Yeah. Like, I mean, it's just bidets. One hand. So maybe his other hand is his wipe hand.
Either that or he had a bidet. Were bidets a thing back then?
It could be. Even turning one of those on with all those fingernails would be tricky, I would imagine.
But going back to number 7 on our list with snails on the face, did you know that there are some facial serums that are made out of snail?
Oh, yeah, this person's...
like glowing.
Just glowing, for sure.
Looking gorgeous.
Coming in at number 5, the largest collection of rubber duckies. One person has over 8,000 of them, ranging from standard yellow to various themed.
I wonder if they drive a Jeep. Did you know that that's a thing? If you see a fellow Jeep owner, apparently their thing is leaving a rubber ducky on the windshield to be like, hey,
or on
Jeep
somebody's
bro.
Like tailgate. Or, yeah.
It's kind of cute.
I had a Jeep for probably 2 or 3 years, and I was so confused by the rubber ducky thing.
I bet.
Because I didn't know that it was a thing, and it happened probably 3 or 4 times. I'm just like, why does this keep happening? And number 4 for strange world records that actually exist, the most people simultaneously twerking. That's actually a thing. Remember we tried to set that record? We did an event at Yellowhead Casino back in the day.
Oh, I remember.
It was like one of the first events you worked, right? With the station.
And I was like, is this what radio is? This is a shift?
We had like, what, 16 people show up? Because we had some tickets to give away. I don't know, maybe to Miley or something.
I just remember the news showed up And when it ran that night at 6 o'clock, it was just a zoomed in sweaty video of Ryder twerking.
Yeah.
With his tongue out.
One of my career defining moments. Yeah, no
for
doubt.
Sure. Yeah.
But listen, this is a world record. All we needed was like 384 more people and we would have got her done.
Yeah, well.
Coming in at number three for world records you didn't know existed, farthest distance skateboarded by a goat. His name was Happy, and he ripped for 118 feet and 6 inches.
I don't like that.
What?
That goat didn't want to be on a skateboard.
That obviously he did if he stayed on it for 118 feet. If he didn't want to be on the skateboard, it would have been like 3 feet.
Okay.
Coming in at number two, the most Big Macs consumed in a lifetime, a guy named Don Gorski.
Yeah, he's still giving her.
Yeah, such a great Big Mac eaten name, hey?
Yeah.
Doesn't Don Gorski just sound like a guy you'd go get a Big Mac with?
You know, this is a risky move, in my opinion, though. If you want to, like, continue a legacy, there's always that fear that it's going to be an item that's removed from the menu.
Nah,
then what? Then what do you do?
It's a good thing you didn't go Big Extras back in the day. He made the right choice.
The McRib.
True. Don Gorski has sucked back nearly 35,000. He's going to hit 35 G's this year because he has 3 a day. So that's roughly 1,000 a year. Coming in at number one for the most ridiculous world records you may not have known existed. Longest time spent balancing a lawnmower on one's chin. 3 hours and 52 minutes somebody did it for.
How?
Think how sore your like jaw would be after that.
I just don't understand. I'm trying to visualize it. So were they laying down? Yes.
No.
What?
I would imagine they'd be standing up because you'd have to be able to move
to
balance
3 hours?
And 52 minutes. So just shy of 4 hours. I bet they were pissed. They didn't make it to the four, you know?
Totally.
But yeah, that's the stupidest one I could find.
Wow. Thank you for doing this research.
So Tim Hortons sent out an email congratulating people on winning a boat and trailer valued at $68,000 by accident to, get this, 500,000 Canadians.
Whoops.
Yeah. So now they're involved in a potential class action lawsuit. Crunch the numbers here. If they were to pay out everyone $68,000 or, you know, give them the boat and trailer, that would cost roughly $29 billion.
Oh, my gosh. That's not happening.
The class action is actually seeking damages of $10,000 for every customer.
Okay.
Which would cost Tim Hortons $5 billion if that goes through.
Okay.
One of the possible outcomes is a judge could offer customers compensation of like closer to $500 each so that it gets filed quickly and gets done. But that would still cost Timmy's $250 million. So like they're in one here.
Yeah, that sucks. But how sweet would it be to just get $500?
Yeah, I think 500, I'd obviously take that.
Yeah.
I'd still be pissed, though. You find out you want a boat, like, especially if you're a person who could use a boat.
Right, right. Like, for us, maybe not as exciting as if you were, like, in Kelowna.
Yeah, or, like, if you owned a cabin and your boat was a piece of crap and you got that email, you'd be like, oh, my goodness, everything makes sense in the world.
And then they were like, just kidding.
No boat for you.
It sucks. I can't believe I didn't get the email.
This sounds to me like a disgruntled employee was like, I'll show you, send all.
Yeah, definitely the same type of purse, same energy as the reply all in the office.
$1,000. It's Ryder and Lisa's 1K Wordplay. Brought to you by Out of Bounds Restaurant.
We are joined by Texter 107. We're doing text to play all week. Patricia, what's going on today?
Hey, hey.
Good morning, guys.
How are you?
Come on.
Where is she?
I'm here.
Okay, good.
Okay, so Patricia, how this works is you're going to choose a teammate, either Ryder or myself. They will leave the room. They will not hear round one. The other host will give you 5 words. You have 25 seconds to tell them the first word that comes to mind. And then for every word that matches with your teammate, it's $25 in your pocket. If all 5 match, it's $1,000. So, Patricia, get in the zone. Take a deep breath. You've got this.
Okay.
Who is your teammate?
Ryder.
Get out of here, Ryder.
That was maybe the quickest answer to that question.
Oh, Patricia has been listening, brainstorming who she would choose. She knew. She knew. Okay. So, Patricia, I'm going to start your 25-second timer after I say the first word, okay?
Okay.
What comes to your mind when I say yawn?
Tired.
Fizzy.
Busy?
Fizzy with an F. Fizzy.
Coke.
Oilers.
Wind.
Thunder.
Lightning.
Shiver.
Cold.
Great answers. I'm so excited. Let's get Ryder back in here. So how does it feel? Like, you've been listening to the 1K wordplay, but this is your first time playing. Do you feel like it's way more intense when you're the one with the timer?
Yes, I'm actually shaking. I don't know why.
Okay. Well, your work is done, so you can relax. Now we all have to make sure that Ryder wins you some money, okay?
I don't like it.
Ryder, what comes to mind when I say yawn?
Tired?
$25.
Yes. Woo! Oh, I forgot to hit the button. There we go.
There it is. Thunder.
Lightning.
$50. Let's get her to 75. What comes to mind when I say shiver?
Cold.
$75, Patricia!
Okay, we're rolling, girl.
We're rolling. Two more words to go. What comes to your mind when I say fizzy?
Pop?
Coke is what Patricia said. I know! That one was tough. That was tough. It's okay. We got one more word to go. Let's do it. What comes to your mind when I say Oilers?
Oilers. There's a few options here.
No, not either.
I'm going to say hockey.
Win is what Patricia said, which is a great answer. Hey, you picked up $75, Patricia. Thanks for playing.
Thanks a lot,
awesome.
Guys.
Have a great day.
Yeah, that was a good game. Good way to kick off the week. Be listening and be ready to text as Texter 107. Going to get to play every day this week. Woo! Next chance tomorrow morning at this exact time. What have you accidentally shown someone from your phone?
Yep. Airdropped it. Swiping through pictures. Whatever it is, we want to hear your story. There's no judgment at all. Mm. And if you want to stay anonymous, we totally get it. Like this text that we got. Okay. Hold on. It's loading because we're getting so many stories in. This is making me feel so much better about my story I'm about to tell. But first, I'll read this one. Anonymous. I had a really bad hemorrhoid. Asked my husband to take a picture of it. Weird, I know. Anyway, weeks go by. I'm flipping through pictures of my kids for my coworker to see. I forgot to delete it. So there it was. She saw my full butt, spread cheeks and all.
I don't know if we can get worse than that.
I don't think we can.
We've set the bar too high for the first one.
My story's boring now.
Yeah.
So over the weekend, I was sifting through pictures, and even the person that I was doing this with was like, this is brave. I was like, what do you mean? They're like, well, what if I see something that you don't want me to see? I was like, what? How bad could it be? And then I just scrolled, like, you know, you could just scroll and then stop randomly.
Yeah.
And it was a before picture of me in the mirror. And then we were killing ourselves laughing because I have no afters. I just have like years and years and years of before pictures. But yeah, kind of embarrassing. So hit us up with your story. What is like a picture you sent or somebody saw it and you didn't want them to?
Sherry said, I wanted to show my mom a picture of my cat. I ended up accidentally showing her the wrong kitty. And this one is very funny from Bella. I recorded myself singing along to a Celine Dion song just to see if I could hit the notes.
Oh, who hasn't done that? That's so funny.
My roommate found it when looking for something else on my phone. My name is Bella, but now she calls me Ballad.
Aww. Yeah, even video stories. If you got an embarrassing video that you accidentally showed someone.
Awesome.
This text here from Carly. My sister-in-law was showing me pictures of my niece. And I accidentally scrolled over. Full nude picture of my brother-in-law.
No.
No.
You don't want to see that.
Never.
Like a relative naked? No thanks.
No.
Eh? We're asking you if you've ever accidentally shown someone a picture on your phone that you didn't mean to, or sent someone a picture. Airdrop is a dangerous game.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's like you're working with a bomb. When you're trying to airdrop to the right phone.
Remember when that was like a problem on flights?
Mm-hmm. There was a guy who was airdropping like unsolicited pictures to everyone on the plane. He got arrested.
Yeah.
As he should.
Yeah. Like if it happens more than once, it's not an accident.
Anyway, so yeah, we want to hear your stories about photos that you accidentally sent someone.
So this conversation made me think
of like all the naughty photos and videos that I've sent to people, and then like how many of those videos are sitting in their photo library that they have maybe showed other people,
right?
That I didn't really think about when I sent those pictures or videos.
Yeah, probably should have just stuck to Snapchat.
Probably, yes. So I wonder if some of these people that are talking about their videos and pictures are videos and pictures of other people that they've been sent.
Right.
Good point. Hey, thank you for the call. Always appreciate it.
Have a good day, guys.
Speaking of Snapchat, we got this text from Miranda. I was on mat leave last year. My daughter, 3 years old at the time, was sitting next to me on the couch playing with Snapchat filters. I was breastfeeding my newborn son. I have a smartwatch. I get this notification from my husband who texted me to tell me that my nipple was on my Snapchat story. Like, oh, even no. Yesterday, your daughter doesn't have social media, but sometimes she'll like use my phone and open Snapchat. And then after, I'll go to see like what I've sent out. And there's all these Snapchats that have been sent to like her mom and you and like just friends of mine that I'm like, what was it? Like, I'm sure it's innocent. It's
yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, it's but just that, her with a silly filter.
Exactly. But that fear of like after a night of drinking, even, and you wake up and you're like, what did I send
everyone
at 1 a.m.? That was a purple send, not meaning it's a video. Like, of what?
Oh,
then you have to inquire with them. Like, yeah. Hey, what did I send you?
Okay, so I get a message from my best friend's husband. And I open it and it's an unsolicited.
What?
And I'm like, pardon me. So I immediately call my best friend. And all I can hear is, thud, 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 thud. Jenny, I f***ed up. Jennifer, I f***ed up. So I'm on the phone trying to tell her that he just sent me an unsolicited. He's freaking out. He's coming running up the stairs, panicking because he realized that he accidentally sent me instead of her a picture of himself.
Well, at least it was an accident.
Absolutely, but it was hilarious.
That's a relationship game changer.
I feel like this is even funnier because they were in the same house when he sent it.
Yeah. So now anytime he sends me a picture, I message her and I'm like, should I open this? Or
I think a new segment to the show is Facebook Page of the Week.
Yeah, Ryder has been deep diving and finding some incredible Facebook pages to follow. I think they're back. They're cool again.
Yeah.
Like, there was a stretch there where I was not following new pages.
Yeah, right?
No.
But. There's some ones that slap out there.
There are some gold pages.
Last week I was telling you about Free Photoshop, this page that I follow.
Yeah,
and
Gen Z is missing out. They're, like, making fun of us for having Facebook. Okay.
Yeah. Watch this. And have the best Photoshop job you've ever seen by somebody else for free.
Yeah.
It's hilarious, so highly recommend that. If you want the link to it, shoot me a text. But I got a new follow of the week.
Let's hear it.
Demers meat deals.
What's that?
It's just meat deals.
Where?
So anywhere in and around the city, people will find like, oh, this is a smoking deal on ribs.
That is the smartest Facebook page I've ever heard, because the amount of times I've seen like a workout girly that I know in the city that's posting her family size chicken breast she just bought.
Yeah.
And she's like, got this for this price. I'm like, what? I just bought chicken yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I would have waited if I knew.
Like, I saw a bag and I think it's 6 whole chickens for $28.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, these are the unsung heroes of the city.
And that was at Little Miller's Market. Anyway, it's actually pretty awesome, and they're doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, and you know what? These are the people that you want in your world, because there are a lot of gatekeepers out there. So taking time out of your day to take a picture of the food, the sale, post it on a Facebook page, those are good people.
Like, there's even in this group, they're doing gas prices. Like, it's beyond just meat.
Oh.
They're just doing the good work. So,
and
yeah, it's
awesome.
People
will travel. People will travel for a deal.
Like, here's this one. Leduc Giant Tiger, 12-pack of eggs for $2. Like, what?
Yeah. In my group chat just the other day, one of my friends said you can get an extra large thing of strawberries for $2 at, I don't remember where she said, but that's the information we want to be talking about in a group chat
exactly.
in 2024. So this is like an even bigger group chat because it's on Facebook with thousands of strangers.
Exactly. Demers, Meat Deals, and More is what the Facebook page is called. There are 28,000 members that are just
gems
doing the good work. We are joined by Sonia from Quantum Kitchen Countertops. You guys have a really exciting new partnership. Tell us about it.
We have partnered with Caesarstone for getting unbeatable prices on all their quartz collection. So this spring and summer, it's a great chance for homeowners to get the premium countertops at the best rates in town. Luxury and style are now within reach for everyone.
And what can customers expect from your selection?
We offer a very diverse range of Caesarstone quartz colors to suit any design and preference. From classic to bold, our selection ensures durability, elegance, and lasting value for any space.
So if people are wanting to spruce up their kitchen, where can they find more details and how can they contact you?
Yes, they can find us at quantumkitchen.ca and at Quantum Kitchen Facebook and Instagram.
Always nice to chat with you, Sonia, at Quantum Kitchen Countertops. Have a great day.
Thank you.
The Ryder and Lisa Podcast.
Brought to you by Yegg Property Pros. Powered by Real Broker. Get a realtor who knows. Call the pros.
Play 107.